want to spend a little time with you talking about the planning horizon that's used and leveraged in the approach talk section of this course. And to date, we have gone through and we've kind of laid out the meeting plan, the structure, kind of how to set and present yourself. And you get up to a point where you've now introduced the concept of the you, me, and decisions. And so now it's time to transition into this approach talk using the planning horizon. The powerful thing about the planning horizon, I'll walk you through some of those components, is this is a huge opportunity for you to differentiate yourself from all the competitors out there in the marketplace, all the people that are in your line of work, in your space, and furthermore, to be able to differentiate yourself from past experiences that this prospect, or maybe this is a long-standing client relationship that you're meeting with, it's a way to really differentiate and distinguish yourself apart from everybody else. And so we'll talk about that a little bit. You know, as I just said, this applies to, you know, looking at some of your prospective clients, right, that you're getting introduced to and referred to. Fantastic. You should be using this in every one of those meetings, and we really hope you will. That's why you're a part of this course. But you're also going to be thinking about some of your long-standing relationships, as I just said. You know, you've got clients where you've done some, maybe some investment work for, or you've done some insurance work or some tax or some legal work, but you have so much more that you can bring to that relationship, so much more that you can offer. And quite frankly, they maybe have the capacity and the need for more. And so how do you have a different type of conversation? How do you move them from where they see you and how they see you today to being something else, right? The planning horizon can be a really, really powerful tool in allowing you and helping you to be able to do that. So at this point in time, you know, in the approach meeting, we now are going to take an opportunity to introduce this concept of the planning horizon. And you'll later see this in videos, in live videos. You can see it play out live in live situations. But at this point in time, we're segueing to create some context, you know, for the people that we're sitting with, because we just walked through the meeting plan. And so the starting point of that is we want them to talk about themselves. That's not always an easy thing. You know, when people prepare to come to a meeting with you know, a financial advisor or accountants or lawyers, I mean, they have some preconceived notions or idea of things that they're supposed to be asking or thinking or preparing for as they think about that meeting. But really globally in general, like, people just don't know how to act or prepare for those meetings. There's no real framework for that. And so they're uncomfortable meetings. And oftentimes because of that, you see people showing up with stuff and behaving in weird ways because they think they're supposed to behave that way or bring these things to an interaction or meeting like this. So the powerful thing about the planning horizon is this allows you to create some context. If you know, looking at the other course materials and the things you've read to date, you've seen that the planning horizon is this really simple line that divides two very specific and different realms, both of which need to absolutely be considered if we're going to help and guide our clients, you know, in the right way, in the most powerful way. And so there's areas that are below, and those all relate to the various strategies, tactics, and tools, where a lot of your competencies as an advisor lie, right? You've got great competency in that realm. And up above represents the vision, the values, the goals, right? What's your client's vision for the future? What's this individual, this couples, this business owners, what's their vision for the future, right? What are the things that they value? And then the goals become the things that get them closer and closer to actually realizing that. The reality is, in an approach meeting like this, advisors inherently go to where they're confident, where they're comfortable, where they have strength. And that is a below-the-line type of conversation. Our industry has been trained and continues to operate from a standpoint where we want to solve. We want to show our expertise and knowledge, and we do that by being in a below-the-horizon conversation. Being different means you need to start at a different place, and that different place is up above that planning horizon, and that's what we're bringing to you in this approach, the ability to demonstrate the fact that you're different, that you started a different place, that you care about and you engage around very different things than the typical advisor that they've dealt with, that they might be working with today. And so when you talk about the fact that all these areas below the line, are kind of table stakes in our business, right? People that are good in this industry, advising, they have to be good in these areas. And make sure that you talk about the fact that you're great in these areas, you and your team and your business. Like, you've got all kinds of skills, and talk about your areas of competency, but don't try and solve or don't try and recommend things that they need to do at this point in time, because the reality is you don't know enough about where they've been and where they're trying to go to talk about things that they should do and consider doing. But that's the way our industry operates. That's what's going to make you different in delivering this planning horizon approach talk in these first meetings. Once you get the knack of this, you should be able to do this in 5 to 7 minutes to really get this conversation out and spelled out so you can have a powerful conversation about it. But again, as you see here, the introducing of the planning horizon, it's not necessarily about today getting at their vision, values, and goals, but just stating the fact that you start at a different place. And it's about understanding the strategies, the tactics, the tools. What are the things that they're doing today? If their goals are around retirement or their concerns are around retirement, we want to understand, what are you doing around retirement today? Are you putting money away? How much money are you putting away? Do you have any sense of when you want to retire and how much money you're going to need to spend, and how on track do you feel for that, and things of that nature. You know how to get at that information and conversation. We want to also know, who are the people that are helping and guiding that advice today and your decision-making today below that horizon, right? Who are the advisors that are guiding them and working with them today? We want to know all of that. And the key question that you want to know is, based upon all the advice you're getting today and all the things you're doing today, do you believe that that has you on track for the vision that you have for the future and the things that you value as an individual, as a family, as a business owner? That is going to create an entirely different experience. That is going to help you to win relationships over and over and over. That is going to allow you to go back to existing relationships where they have you in one of those buckets that are so difficult and challenging to get out of. It's going to allow you to move beyond the bucket that they have you in, and for them to see you more as that global advisor that can be at the center of their financial lives, their financial decision making. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope this was helpful, and have fun learning this approach talk and how it can allow you to build the most powerful relationships possible.